1. Thank you and welcome once again to this radio program. It's sponsored today by the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you might take your Bible down this morning and that you might study the Word of God with us. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, and we really want you to come and bring your Bibles and bring your whole family and just worship the Lord with us and just see for yourself that we do serve a living and a real God. We've been speaking the past few Sunday mornings about Satan. He's not a very popular subject, I know, but we've studied about how that Satan is a real person and how that he does a lot of things to hinder us or to cause us not to do what God wants us to do. We've studied, number one, about how that Satan tempts us. We studied, number two, about how that Satan gives us evil thoughts and causes us to continue dwelling on evil thoughts. And then we talked about how that Satan takes advantage of us. Number four, how that Satan binds us. That was last Sunday's message. And then this morning, we want to talk about how that Satan hinders us in our service toward God. And we need to remember this. This world is actually a battleground between God and Satan. We as human beings are the soldiers of either God or Satan. Now, we can't work for both sides at all. It just doesn't work that way in warfare. And you know, Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon. And so we're either going to be fighting for God against Satan, or we're going to be fighting against God for Satan. Now, there is some instances here, some kind of a middle ground, where that God's children, under the influence of Satan, does a lot of things they ought not do. And we can find many examples of this in the Bible, where that, for example, Peter told Jesus Christ that he wasn't going to do so-and-so, and Jesus told him, yes, I am too. This morning, we want to speak about number five, wiles of Satan, how that Satan causes problems. And we'd like to speak about how that Satan hinders us in our service. Now, always, when Satan hinders us, there's one thing we ought to do. And that is we ought to say, go, Satan. And we'd like to play this song for you by Joe and Kathy Martinez entitled, Go, Satan.
Bother me, Jesus, my Savior, gives me victory.
So that is our prayer, that we ought to say, "Go, Satan." In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and verse 18, there are times when Satan really hinders us as we try to serve him. And Satan puts a lot of things in our way, giving us other things to do. And sometimes he just simply stands there and fights us tooth and toenail. In 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 18, the Bible said, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." Here is the Apostle Paul, who is a great man of God. He is a faithful servant of God. And the Bible said that, of course, he was a missionary. He traveled around to many, many places, establishing churches and doing the Lord's will, working with many, many people. And Paul had a desire to go to the people at Thessalonica and talk to them and to visit with them and to build them up in the faith. The Bible said that he even wanted to do this more than once. The Bible said here in 1 Thessalonians 2:18, once and again. So Paul had attempted many times to come to the church at Thessalonica. The Bible said that his problem was that Satan hindered him. And I don't know what Satan put before Paul, and I don't think anybody else does, but the truth of the matter is that Satan did something to stop him from doing God's will. And so it is in our lives. There are things that come along that hinder us in our service to the Lord. One of the very elementary things that we as God's children ought to be doing is reading our Bibles. But I wonder this morning, how many people that are listening to this radio broadcast read their Bibles once a day? I wonder this morning, if there's any way to find out, I don't know what it is, but I wonder how many people that are listening to this radio program, and it's a religious broadcast, so I think we can assume that most people that listen are saved, but how many of you people really even read your Bible twice a week? How many read your Bible once a week? How many of you people listening will just not read your Bible at all in the week, just pick it up and take it to church and let the preacher read to you? And it's something that we know we ought to do. We ought to read our Bibles. And yet, does Satan put things in your way so that you will say, "I just will read my Bible later"? Maybe you know in your own heart that you ought to read your Bible, and yet, when it comes time to read your Bible, there's always something else to do. Now, that is Satan hindering you from doing what you ought to do. What about praying? Satan hinders us from praying. I have heard men say that they will not pray publicly because they don't want to be a show, and besides, the Bible said you ought to pray in your closet. What is happening there is that Satan is hindering some people from being a witness while they pray publicly. The fact of the matter is, Jesus prayed publicly. Now, he did. There was time that Jesus prayed before 5,000 people, because the Bible said that Jesus, when he caused all the people to come together, and they were about 5,000 men, he took the loaves and the fishes, and he returned thanks, he blessed the bread there, and that was him praying before 5,000 people, and there he divided the fish and the loaves out and fed them all. So it's absolutely ridiculous for someone to say that they don't want to pray in public because they don't want to be a show. And I think praying can be a show in public, but it doesn't have to be. What about witnessing? Does Satan hinder you from witnessing? Do you know in your own heart, as you listen to this program, do you know that it is your job? It is a part of your Christian life to tell others about Jesus Christ. And I'm not talking about in some kind of a formal situation, but I'm talking about as you live your life and as you just meet people day by day, one-on-one, just to talk to them about the Lord, just to be real, be a real Christian to them. And yet how many times does Satan hinder you when it comes to the place of you opening your mouth and speaking the Word of God? How many times does Satan give you something else to say? How many times does Satan cause you to think, those people will make fun of me? You see? How many times has Satan hindered you from coming to church by causing company to come to your house on Sunday and you've got to stay home and fix dinner? How many times does that happen? You know, it's a marvelous wonder indeed that Satan uses our friends to hinder us. Because when it comes time to go to church, company will come and knock on the door. And invariably we'll say, well, I must stay home and feed them. And then sometime when we're at church and the preacher would preach about Mary and Martha and how that Martha was so busy fixing dinner, and we'll listen to the message like that and invariably say, well, I'm glad I'm not like Martha, but I'm like Mary who listened to the Word of God. And you see, all the time we're Martha's and not Mary's, because we stayed home to be with our company. Sometimes Satan hinders by putting a chip on somebody's shoulder, making them think that it's got to be my way or it won't be anybody's way at all. Well, we call those people stubborn and obnoxious. But the truth of the matter is Satan is working. How many times has Satan hindered by giving somebody a little bit of juicy, malicious gossip to spread? How many times have you spread it? How many times have you talked about somebody when it'd be a lot better just to be quiet? Satan has hindered the work of God by causing two brethren to fall out over some minor little old thing that doesn't amount to a hill of beans anyway. Satan causes all kinds of confusion. Remember this. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Satan is causing confusion. Never God. God's Word and God's plan and God's way will always bring peace and joy and love and fellowship and blessings. Satan, on the other hand, causes ill feelings. You hear me? Did you hear that? Satan is causing ill feelings. Satan is causing people to spread malicious gossip. Satan is causing you not to read your Bible and not to study, not to pray, not to witness, not to have family devotions. It is not God. Satan hinders us. Indeed, he does. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again. It sure does seem to get away in a hurry sometimes, but it's over again this morning. We want to invite you once again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Come and bring your Bibles and study the Word of God with us and worship God in spirit and in truth. We invite you again to listen again next Sunday morning to another radio program, and we're going to continue, Lord willing, on our study of the wiles of Satan. Thank you now for listening.